Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Today on Connected with me, Apostle Mike Robinson from The Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. And it was an awesome time yesterday on the broadcast, and I'm expecting the unexpected today. How that God uses this great man of God. And he's talking about life, the different kinds of life, and how that we connect life to faith. And Jesus even said over through the Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." There is no life where there is no faith. That's why in the sixth verse of that chapter, as the Apostle Paul is inspired by the Holy Ghost, he says those that come to God must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. And out of the original Greek, the word diligent, one translation of it means to carefully seek out in prayer. And so there is no life where there is no prayer. Make sure you stay tuned. Apostle Mike Robinson. We'll be back in just a moment.
Exhausted, you sustained me. Was lost, but you regained me. It cost so much. Then you spared me. You spoke lights, lit the air for me. Your love saved my life. Your love is keeping me awake tonight. I need you. You keep my heart beating. I need you.
It's an awesome day here on He's Alive Radio, and Today I have back with me on Connected Apostle and Pastor Mike Robinson from The Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. And hey, friend, stay tuned because this is such a great man of God and he has a lot of good wisdom and insight into what is going on today. Call a friend up and tell them, hey, don't miss this broadcast. You know, yesterday, Apostle Mike, we left off, of course, talking about vision and talking about life. And yesterday we opened up with the broadcast by going to John chapter 10 and verse number 10.
Yes, you know, where Jesus said that he came that we might have life and life more abundant. You know, life is what I call a big Bible word. It's in there 450 times. You know, eternal life's in there 47 times. And just to compare, love is in there about 314 times. Mm-hmm. So when we look at the word life, it's a big Bible word. God wants us to get the picture of what kind of life we experience in Christ. And I know, you know, it's salvation. When we come to Christ, I know, you know, everyone that comes to Christ, there's a transformation that takes place when we come to Christ. And we see the difference immediately that we have been born again. And but this process doesn't stop there. It's just the beginning. And then finding God's vision for our life, I believe the more we find it, the more life we deal out to other people. The more fragrance of the life of God comes out to other people as we go through our daily life.
That's right. And you were talking yesterday about the fragrance of God. It can either be a nasty fragrance or it can be a sweet-smelling savor.
Yes.
That comes up into the nostrils of God. And not only that, but to all of those who are around us. You know, I think of working out recently. I started running again. And when you're working out, you smell good when you first begin. But, you know, a couple of miles down the road, you begin to sweat. I tell somebody sometimes I'm sweating so bad I'm starting to perspire. But you're leaking out things that are from your body, pollutants. That's why we go on fast to get all these things out of our body, and so that we can not only smell better around those who are our precious loved ones, but we can also spiritually be that sweet-smelling savor to someone else. And if we're not that, then we're just being really, it's like a religious smell.
Yes.
And most people today don't like that odor.
Right.
People want to know what the aroma of Christ is all about.
Yes, you know, when you were talking about working out, I'm thinking, well, if the church just sits around, they're not going to put off any odor because they're not perspiring. They're not doing anything. There's no work. There's nothing to make the body function, and we need that.
Yes.
We have to exercise our faith. We have to, you know, the Bible talks about us exercising our faith. If we don't exercise our faith, then we don't have any aroma of life in us.
Yes.
When we perspire, it's actually the aroma of life because to work, God made our bodies work that way.
That's right. Praise God. And, you know, from the original sin in the garden, man smelled really good in the presence of God. But can you imagine what God smelled after the fall, and he came and said, Adam, where are you?
I guess God knows our odor, right? He doesn't only know what we're thinking and where we're at, but he knows by everything he created us to be, what we're putting off and how we are. And that can be an attitude also.
Absolutely.
When we put off an attitude, we put off a fragrance in the room. And I don't know if you've ever been in a room where two people have been in an argument. You didn't have to be in the argument, but you come in the room and you can tell the air that there's been an argument or something going on in the room. And God knows us that way also.
That's exactly right. Well, hey, I tell you what, friends, stay tuned today. And again, call somebody up and tell them Connected is on the air with Apostle Mike. And of course, my name is Tim. And Pastor Sharon could not be with us today, but she'll be back with us in a few days. She is seeking the Lord about some things. So we're excited, Apostle Mike, what God has allowed you to bring to the table today. And, of course, that is about life, and that is about vision, and it's about purpose. And we left off yesterday by saying from Jeremiah 29:11 that God, his thoughts toward us are not evil thoughts, but thoughts that are good, that he may give us a future, a great future, and an expected end. And this is where the prophetic ministry comes in. Then a lot of times I like to use this this statement that somewhere in the future we look a whole lot better than we look right now. And I heard that from a man, a prophet on television. And as I hear that, there's only one way that we can look a lot better. And, of course, that is to have a vision and that is to have a purpose lest we perish.
Yes. You know, I mean, we're to grow brighter and brighter. You know, we go from faith to faith, to glory to glory. And it doesn't always look like a mountaintop in our life.
That's right.
You know, we can be going through things, but if we keep our eye on the prize or our eye on the vision of what God has for us and hold on to it, then we'll accomplish it in Christ.
Sure.
We'll triumph. He causes us to triumph. He leads us to triumph that we were talking about. And that's what we need to understand in following God. And we need to encourage one another to keep following, to keep pursuing, to keep after the vision. It says, though it tarry, you know, Habakkuk 2:2 says,
that's
though
right.
it tarry, wait for it.
Wait for
and
it.
And so
right.
while we're waiting, we're not just laying around, but we're walking out. We're walking out our salvation with God.
Well, if we just remain a believer and don't pursue discipleship, we're going to start having an odor about us.
Exactly.
Because what we're doing, we're sitting here like it is the prophets of Baal until we die.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do that. We need to move on and press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus and what God has given you to share from the Word and the wisdom and the revelation that He's recently given you on this subject. Please share that with those that are listening out there.
Well, I'd like to read from Ephesians 4:11, and it says, He Himself gave some to be apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And when we look at the ministry, the church, we're to, the fivefold offices are to equip the church to work the ministry.
Yes.
And equip them is, like you were saying, to disciple them, to not get everybody just in the church to work inside the church, but to bring people into church to equip them to go out.
That's right.
Out into culture and out in affecting society, to infiltrate society.
Hallelujah.
We see false religions and terrorists, and they infiltrate society. They
yes.
they get their way in. Well, we need to do that with a good purpose, with a godly vision for our life.
Praise God. And what that does is, you were using the word infiltrate. I've been hearing that word quite a bit mm-hmm. lately, not only among our own personal camp here at the Lighthouse in Grantsville, but out on the evangelistic field. When God has been taking me out, He said that what you're actually doing when you're ministering now, it's more than just preaching the Word of God. You're infiltrating these negative kingdoms.
Yes.
And you're exchanging their information with positive information from the Word of God, and you're causing that nation that is within a nation in that group of believers to be changed from a goat mentality to the sheep mentality.
Yes. Wow.
To where they're going to join forces with what the Lord wants.
That's good. You know, because truth always wins. I believe mm-hmm. that. God's truth is truth no matter how old it is.
That's right.
And I believe God's word wins. It's just people that have enough boldness to share it through their life, like you said, through the fruit and the gifts,
yes.
being able to share it out there outside the four walls of the church.
Yes.
When life and death and when truth and lies collide, truth wins. Light wins every time. Darkness will not overcome light. It never will.
Sure.
But there has to be a remnant of people that will rise up and say, God is life. He wants to bring life to this nation, life to people around us, life to our neighbor. No matter how dark it looks, He wants to bring life.
And that's where we begin today on today's broadcast, of course. And that was from John 10 and verse number 10, that the thief cometh not but to do three things, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But yet it goes on to say something else.
Yeah. And Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and life more abundant. And this is where I see the Lord coming on the scene today.
Yes.
To people listening, that He's come. You know, they may be going through a dark time. They may be feel like they're in a tunnel and don't see any light at the end. But Jesus said, listen, I'm not here to steal. I'm not here to kill. I'm not here to destroy. I'm the one coming to bring you life. I have a package for you. I have a message for you today.
Wow.
I've come to bring you life.
Mm.
I will bring you out of that
praise
tunnel.
God.
I will bring you out of that place of despair. I will bring you haven't seen anything move in a long time, maybe in your life.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus said, I have come to bring you life and life more abundant.
Praise God. In John 14 and verse number 6, Jesus said, I am the way and I am that truth and I am that life. And no man can come to deity or unto the Father except by me. I'm feeling the presence and
too.
Power of the Holy Spirit. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Right here in studio as well as going across the airwaves. There are folks that are listening right now, and they don't know where to turn, Apostle Mike, but they turned in and tuned in to this radio broadcast
yes.
today. And we want to go to God in prayer right now and ask you to lead us in prayer and bless these folks. Maybe there's somebody out there, you're listening, you're backslidden. I'm assuming right now and presuming by what I'm hearing in the Spirit that there's a man that's listening. He's an alcoholic, and he used to be a minister. sir, but yet is backslidden. And God wants to draw you back today, sir. And as Apostle Mike prays right now, I want you just to believe God and turn your life back around to Him.
Yes, Lord, I pray right now and see and know that this was a divine appointment today for people. And I believe that you're coming to them right where they are. And you're saying, I am life. You're saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I thank you, Lord, today that this man is turning to you. But I thank you there's many, many others today.
Yes.
They're turning their hearts towards you. And, Lord, you're not going to reject them in any way, shape, or form. But you say, come. Come, I've been waiting on you. Mm. Now you take that step and come today. And Father, I pray everyone listening would come. They would receive that call and come right where they are, right how they are, in any mess that they're in. You're not afraid of their mess, but that you would come to them right now as they call unto you, Lord. You're ready to save.
Praise God. And if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, during regular business office hours, phone us up from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and tell somebody on the other end of the phone that you got saved. 301-895-3292. We'll be back tomorrow with Apostle Mike right here on Connected.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Awesome to have Apostle Mike with me on Connected. He has also been with me on several different occasions on 180 during the 10 o'clock hour, throughout the 12 o'clock hour. If you happen to listen to that broadcast, Southern Gospel Music at its finest, we play what you want to hear here at He's Alive Radio 24/7. Apostle Mike, being used greatly in words of wisdom as well as knowledge. And he and I have conversed and talked several times at the Anchor Cafe in Friendsville, Maryland, sitting around a table and discussing the things of the Holy Spirit. And I feel like Apostle Mike, God is going to raise up in these last days to be a mentor and a father figure to the youth in the tri-state area. And if you're in the Friendsville, Maryland, and you do not have a church to attend, the Anchor is the place to be. It's awesome. On Sunday mornings, of course, they have their regular Sunday morning service. And I tell you what, if you show up there, you're going to be blessed by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Let me pray for all of those right now that are listening under the sound of my voice. You have a physical affliction in your body. The Holy Spirit is saying right now that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are already healed. There's folks that are suffering right now from sinus conditions. If you'll just believe Jesus Christ has already healed you, according to 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:5 that says, by his stripes we are healed, then just receive your healing right now by faith. Somebody that's listening, you're in a wheelchair and there's an infection in your body, and the Holy Spirit is touching you right now. Through the stripes of Jesus, you're already healed. Just begin to praise him, and the manifestation is going to come soon. Also, there's somebody that's having some problems with cartilage in your nose, and it's causing you to, it's weak cartilage, and you're having nosebleeds. Holy Spirit is healing that up for you right now in Jesus' name. There are others that are suffering from afflictions in your body, and I don't have a revelation of what they are at this point, but I believe God knows. And he sees you at the point of your need. Just ask him right now to heal you according to his word. Psalm 103 says that he heals us from all of our diseases. And then Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all manner of destruction. And it's not God's will that any would perish, but all would come to repentance. So trust Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior. And join me tomorrow. Again, my guest will be Apostle Mike Robinson, and we'll be right here on Connected, sharing with you the Word of the Living God.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.